ball. The A's take the field. First game of this three-game series. The Yankees took the one last night behind Whitey Ford. Now, this is the rubber game before the Yankees move up for an all-important series with the slugging Minnesota Twins. Three night games and a day game up in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, we'll be on the air at 8:55 p.m. Monday night. 8:55 p.m. radio Tuesday night and 9 p.m. on television Tuesday, the only game being televised up there. Wednesday also 8:45 p.m. and on Thursday an afternoon game at 2:25 p.m. John O'Donohue is 1-1 and lost 2 against the Yankees. He has no wins and one defeat, and that's his lifetime mark against the New York Yankees. This is his 12th appearance of the year, his 7th start. Lost to the Yankees 11-9 on May 17th. Tony Kubek swinging a couple of bats alongside of home plate will lead off for the Yankees. Frank Rossetti has gone down to his usual post in the coaching box at third, and Jimmy Gleason over at first. Steps into the batter's box. On deck, Bobby Richardson. A ball that had been errantly tossed somewhere got away and bounced into the box seat and hit a fan over his left eye. The Kansas City trainer now is walking over there to see if he can get him some first aid. But evidently he's all right, and the first pitch of the ball game is taken for a strike. Kubek batting 222, three doubles, one triple, one home, and six runs batted in. A left-handed next pitch is a little bit higher, one and one. Al Solano calling balls and strikes. Bill McKinley at first, Nestor Charlak at second, and Hank Stoll over at third. The windup. Pitch line to left field for a base hit. George Elusic over. He has it. Tony Kubek hitting an opposite field single. Starting the Yankees off here in the top of the first inning. That brings up Bobby Richardson. Bobby is looking for his first hit in this series. He's batting 284, has four doubles, two triples, and 13 runs batted in. Kubek does a few calisthenics down at first base. Doc Edwards holding him close. Here's a stretch. A look at the runner. Pitch to Richardson is low, ball one. Pitch Charles is playing in at third base. Outfield straight away. Kubek bounces off first. Go over there, and Kubek is back, and he almost fell off the base getting back there. Again, the left-hander ready. Another throw to first, and Tony's back. Had a pretty good move, Mr. O'Donohue. The stretch again. Another throw to first, and again he's back. This throw almost a wild one. Tony is bothering the young left-hander out there. Kubek takes a pretty good size lead and then bounces up and down as though he's going to run. And if he's not, he's giving a good impression. The pitch to the plate is taken for a strike, one and one. Had a delay of some 40 minutes due to the rain. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. It's a slow curve and it's high. Two balls and a strike. Oh. Richardson takes a quick look down at Frank Crosetti. The old crow flashes in some signs. Ready now for the 2-1 pitch. It's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Close to pausing for one. Back to first. And a wild throw. While Richardson will not be able to advance. As Trubeck sliding in hard makes Pausing jump in the air. And his throw was way wide of the bag. They have the double play if it was a good throw. And it goes into fourth place. From 1-6. So Donahue made a fine stop of that hard hit ground ball. It would have gone right through the middle. So Richardson is at first with one out. He had to keep an eye on Kubek, who was barreling in there, and took his eye off the first base. Hector Lopez, batting 289, four doubles, two triples, five homers, and 14 runs batted in. Set by O'Donohue. Hector Lopez is taken. Strike one call. Lopez, along with Joe Pepitone, have each hit safely in all six games played against the A's. Here's the ground ball to third. Charles has it on the big hop over to Green for one. Back to first. Double play. Fine double play around the horn. Well, the Yankees in the top of the first. No runs, one hit. No Kansas City errors. Nobody left at the end of one half inning. The Yankees nothing and the A's coming to bat. For the Yankees, Al Downing. Al has won two and lost one. No decisions against the A's this year. Lifetime against Kansas City, he's won two and lost one. This is his seventh appearance of the year for Downing, all starting assignments. His first against the A's. On Al's last start on May 27th against Cleveland, pitched a complete game and won it 7-2. Wayne Causey leading off. The A's shortstop batting 282. Downing's first pitch is taken. Strike one call. Causey has six doubles, one triple, one homer, and 10 runs batted in. Boyer playing on the edge of the infield grass. Downing's pitch is on the outside corner. Strike two call, a breaking pitch. This year, Downing has 37 strikeouts in 37 innings. Lifetime total strikeouts, 221 strikeouts and 223 innings pitched. A pretty good strikeout record. Here's the two-strike pitch, a curveball hit in the short left center. Strike coming on, and he can't get it. He caught it on one hop. Tommy made a good try of lifting it up and trying to get next to Shalak to think he caught it, but Shalak had run out as the ball was hit and was right there. Stretch sliding on his knees, scooped it up on the short hop, a base hit. Both leadoff men and both shortstops open the innings with singles. And here's Nelson Matthews batting 261. Matthews, 10 doubles, 3 triples, 1 homer, and 10 runs batted in. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Downing stretches. His fastball is low. Ball one. Jimmy Banks coaching at third. Luke Appling at first. Downing decides he wants a new baseball. And Salerno throws that ball out of play. Downing leans in for the sign from Howard. Here's the stretch. Fastball bunted down third, but foul. It was not a beat-out type of bunt. He had squared around and tried to lay it right down the line. But he had Boyer playing back, not expecting a bunt. And Matthews, pretty fast runner, thought he might be able to get himself a base hit. One ball, one strike. On deck, George Lucic. Stretch by Downing. Fastball bunted in the air. Howard is there. He's got it in foul territory. Holding it first is Wayne Causey. Matthews fouls out to Elston Howard attempting the bunt. Here's Lucic. George batting 333. Has five doubles, one triple, and eight runs batted in. On deck, Rocky Colavito. pitch to Lusick is strike one call. And now Lusick asks Salerno to look at that baseball. Al does and flips it back to Downing. Salerno's got a pretty good arm. As a matter of fact, he's got a small bonus to sign with the Red Sox as a pitcher. But while he was in the service, he fell out of an army truck. Injured his arm, tried to come back as an outfielder. Found he couldn't hit the curveball, so he went dump firing. There's a ground ball to third. Boyer has it. Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play. Two almost identical innings. Ending with double plays around the horn for the A's in the bottom of the first. No runs. One hit, no Yankee errors, and nobody left. And at the end of one full inning, it's the Yankees nothing and the A's nothing. Again, a quick look at the scoreboard. It's the Red Sox 3, Minnesota 3, playing the bottom of the 8th inning. Wilson against Stang. Baltimore nothing, the Angels nothing. End of 1, Barber against Polinski. The White Sox 4, the Tigers 3, end of 8. Marcy now against Lolich. Ward and McAuliffe at home. That's the first of 2. Cleveland defeated the Senators in the first game, but doubleheader 9-6. McDowell to win, a Klein to lose. Hinton and Scour in home. Second game. It's Cleveland 2 and Washington 2 playing the top of the second. Bell against Daniels. Woody Held is home in the second with one eye. In the National League, the Giants beat the Mets 5-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Marischal the winner, Jackson the loser. Hickman home in the second with two on. Second game is Bolin against Wakefield, no score. The Phillies leading the National League defeated Houston 4-1. Mahaffey the winner, Owens the loser. Allen and Amaro home. Cincinnati shut out the Cardinals 6-0. Turkey the winner, Watchman the loser. Second game is Pistorius against Gibson. The Dodgers lead the Pirates 6-4, playing the bottom of the ninth. Paranossi in there now. And pretty for Pittsburgh. Clemente Holman in the third. It's Milwaukee 3, the Cubs 2, end of 8.5. Cubs against Ellsworth. And right now we pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, your station for sports, 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York.
Roger Maris leads off. Roger had his 9-game hitting streak stopped in last night's ball game. He's batting 303. O'Donohue's first pitch is outside ball one. Roger has 3 doubles, 6 homers, and 14 runs batted in. Next pitch to Maris. The ground ball to second base. Green is right there. Throws to Edwards for the out. One away. Dick Green, who plays Maris about 6 feet back on the outfield grass, had an easy chance with that one. Here's Tommy Stretch. Tom batting 255. 6 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, 19 runs batted in. Stretch is high, ball one. Donohue is a local boy, born here in Kansas City and still resides here. Curve is low, 2 balls, no strike. 24 years old is the left-hander. 6'3 and 197 pounds. 2-0 pitch in the dirt, 3-0. So with one out, nobody on, O'Donohue behind 3-0. There's no score. We're in the top of the second. The lights have been turned on here at Kansas City. The pitch is over. Strike call, 3-1. Al Salerno had come over to the stands at the end of the first inning and told the groundkeeper or the head electrician and turn on the lights. Fastball hit high in the air to straightaway center. Nelson Matthews moving in easily and takes it for the second out. That brings up Elston Howard. Kelly red hot right now, batting 344, leading the club in hitting. 7 doubles, 2 triples, 1 homer, and 18 runs batted in.
Number 32.
Kelly has had 11 hits in his last 16 at bats over the past 4 games. That's a 688 clip. And he's hitting 476 against the A's this year, 10 for 21. Two out, nobody on. Dexter Howard strikes right, belts high, right down the middle. And Eddie Lopat now pushes Nelson Matthews deep and a little more over the right center field. Next pitch to Howard, hits out in that direction. Colavito moving to his right. In front of the one-half pennant for it, calls it in. So the Yankees are three up, three down in the top of the second. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Yankees nothing and the A's nothing. Just as we get ready to go in the bottom of the second, another downpour. And Al Solano, the plate umpire, has called for the ground crew to put the tarpaulin out. Now they're bringing the towel up to home plate to clean it off. A little mud got on there. And we're just about ready to go. Colavito batting 283, has 5 doubles, 13 homers, and 32 runs batted in. The Rocks came over from Detroit to Kansas City in a deal that really helped the Detroit Tigers. They got Dave Wickersham, Ed Rocco, and Jerry Lumpy. And Colavito has proved to be one of the most popular players ever to play here at Kansas City. Rocky from the Bronx. And now everybody's ready to go except the plate umpire Al Solano. Al has suddenly disappeared. The bat boy is holding the chest protector. The umpires are pointing to the wet spots, and here comes Solano now. He forgot his mask. You know, it's a funny thing about forgetting your mask. I know many catchers, including Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey, who at times warmed up the pitcher and then got down to give the sign and had forgotten to bring their mask with them. Very embarrassing. It would be even more embarrassing if the pitcher threw a pitch. All right, here's Colavito. I remember when we were kids, we fought many times without a mask. All right, Colavito steps in. It was a 57-minute delay this second time. Here's the windup by Downing. His first pitch is a strike on the outside corner. In the first inning for the A's, Causey singled. Matthews bunted to Howard, the pop fly, and then Alusic hit into a double play. The one-strike pitch, change of pace outside, 1-1. Nelson Howard turns around to question Al Solano, shaking his head a little bit. Bobby Richardson playing back on the outfield grass and over towards second base. Kubek is in the hole at short. Boyer guarding the line at third. Here's the windup. Curveball is high and outside. 2-1. Downing into the windup. Pitch in the dirt. 3 balls and 1 strike. Downing has 1-2 and lost 1 this year. The youngster from Trenton, New Jersey, who last year won 15 and lost 7. All right, Al gets the sign from Howard. Here's his 3-1 delivery. It's a fastball, check swing foul past Luke Appling, coaching at first. Full count now on the rock. They had a big sign out in the one-half pennant porch in right field. Don't knock the rock. Not out there today. Here's the payoff pitch to Colavito. Strike three calls. Colavito leaning away from the curve. Still standing there. Thought it was inside. And Downing chalks up his first strikeout. Brings up Ed Charles. Charles batting 240, has 6 doubles, 2 homers, and 13 runs batted in. And Colavito is still yelling at Al Solano from the dugout. Pitch to Charles is low and outside, ball 1. Colavito grabs the towel and still arguing. 1-0 delivery. Change of pace swung at him. This strike one. Ed Charles way out in front of that pitch. Charles, a right-hand batter. On deck, Doc Edwards. Yankees play Charles just about straight away. Curve swung at him. This strike two. One ball, two strikes. And Charles seems to have a lot of trouble with that low pitch. Nothing ball game here in the bottom of the second. One out, nobody on. Here's Downey's delivery. A fastball. Strike three called. And Charles leaned away from that pitch as it nicked the inside corner. Second strikeout for Downey. And it brings up Doc Edwards. Edwards batting .266. Three doubles, nine runs batted in. On deck, Dick Green. Two out now and nobody on. Edwards, a right-hand batter, takes the strike right down the middle. There's the windup. Fastball low and outside. 1-1. Dykes coaching at third. Luke Atling at first for the A's. Wearing their white wedding suit. Popped up. There's a ball popped to Cleet Boyer in foul territory alongside third. And Cleet has it for the out. Three up, three down for the A's. And at the end of two full innings, it's the Yankees nothing and the A's nothing.
This is your home of champions station in the Capital District, WOKO 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York.
As Joe Pepitone steps into the batter's box. Pepitone's batting .279. He has two doubles, two triples, five homers, and 22 runs batted in.
Joe Pepitone, first base.
Pepitone ready. The first pitch is butted out and fouled back, strike one. It hit the plate and hit Charlie Lau in his throwing hand. Pepitone has hit in all six games played against the A's and is hitting .480 against them. 12 for 25. John O'Donohue, the tall 6'3 left-hander on the mound for the A's, goes into his short windup. Ball hit to first base. Doc Edwards is up with it. He runs to the bag for the unassisted putout. One away. Brings up Cleet Boyer. Boyer batting .177. Two doubles, two triples, four homers, and 18 runs batted in. Cleet has had only 22 hits this year, but 18 runs batted in. Boyer is a curve low ball one. One out. Nobody on. Curve hit on the ground to shortstop. Of course, he's right there. He rifles it to first and there's two out. That'll bring up Al Downey. Downey is 4 for 15, batting .267. He has one triple, three runs batted in. No score here in the top of the third. Mr. Downing is a strike on the outside corner. Next pitch is a curve swung at and missed, strike two. A good breaking curveball that was in and down to Downing. Nothing in two. Here's a two-strike pitch. Another curve. He fouled it at the plate. Downing picks it up and flips it to Charlie Lau, who rubs it up a little bit before throwing it back to O'Donohue. Oh. back in the batter's box. Curve is just outside. One ball, two strikes. Wind up. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Lau dropped it, picked it up, and handed it to Downing, which is good as tagging him out. First strikeout for Donahue. The Yankees are three up, three down. At the end of two and a half, it's the Yankees nothing and the A's nothing. For the A's in the bottom of the third, it'll be Dick Green, Charlie Lau, and John O'Donoghue to face Al Downing. In the first two innings, the A's had one base hit. Green batting 194, five doubles, four triples, two homers, 17 runs batted in. Green, a right-hand batter. Downing's first pitch is high and outside, ball one. Ball foul down the right field line. Pepitone chasing it, and he can't quite get to it. Gets it on one bounce and then stops just before getting to the railing of the lower box seat. Joe was really digging for that one. Green is just 23 years old, only in his second year of playing second base. Started out as a third baseman, and he has really improved. Lined up by Downing. Did he check it? It's two balls, one strike. He almost had a pretty good cut at that pitch. Green looked back at played umpire Al Celano, but it's 2-1. Fastball line of right field for a base hit. Well, that was an inside fastball. He drilled it to right field. That's the second hit for the A's. Brings up Charlie Lau. Lau batting 287. Seven doubles, one triple, two homers, eight runs batted in. No score. We're in the bottom of the third. Game that has been delayed over an hour and a half at different times because of rain.
Number 15, Charlie Lau.
Dick Green leads off first. Pepitone holding him on. The pitch to Lau. He bunts in front of the plate, but then it kicks foul. And now this is the second time that the A's, having the leadoff runner on first base, have attempted to sacrifice in the second. In the bottom of the first, Causey single, Nelson Matthews attempting the sacrifice. Hit a little pop foul at Howard Court. Now that time, trying to sacrifice. So maybe Eddie Lopez figures that O'Donoghue's going to pitch a shutout and one run might win it. Evidently O'Donoghue, a pretty good hitting pitcher. Throw to first base, and he has to dive back, but he's in there ahead of Pepitone Stagg. Good move by Downing. Luke Appling says, wasn't that a balk to Bill McKinley? Bill says, nope. Here's the stretch. The pitch inside, one of one. Boy is way in at third. Now, left-hand batter. Ready. He starts the bunt, pulls it back. Ball too high. It's Eddie bunted at it. So did Boyer. So did Downing. But Al Celano says, no, he didn't, and that's the man that counts. Howard rubs the ball up and puts it back to Downing. Two balls, one strike. Green leads off first base. Stretch by Downing. Takes it inside, almost hit him, ball three, 3-1. So Lopat has switched on alternate pitches to allow the bunt or attempt to bunt. And now it's a 3-1 count. Let's see what Eddie does now. Now he has a variety of choices. Hit and run, take, bunt. The stretch. And Downing steps off the rubber, trying to get Dick Green to commit himself at first, whether he might be running. Now Lau steps out of the batter's box to look down at Jimmy Dykes. Here's the stretch. The run is going. The ball is fouled back in the upper deck. So Lopat did put the hit and run on. And that makes it a full count, 3-2. Green has one stolen base this year. Downing rubs up the new baseball. Now he leans in for the sign. Here's his stretch. Throw to first, and Green again has to dive back head first. But he does get back. Downing's really getting that move down pat. The stretch. The payoff pitch fouled back of the plate. Green was not running on that pitch. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. There's no score. All right, Downing is ready. Pitch strike three, swinging. He went after a bad pitch over his head. Green was not running, and that's strikeout number three for Downing, and it brings up John O'Donoghue, who is hitting, by the way, 357. In a 14 times, 5 hits, no extra base hits, but 2 runs batted in. So with one out, O'Donoghue comes up. On deck, Wayne Causey. Here's the stretch. The pitch, he squares around the bunt, takes it outside, ball one. Some unusual baseball developing here. Going to have Lau bunt because O'Donoghue is a good hitter. Now he had O'Donoghue attempting the bunt. The pitch, he squares around, bunts it to first. Good bunt. Pepitone has to throw to Richardson covering. They get O'Donoghue, but Green moves to second on the sacrifice. Play goes 3-4. And here is Wayne Causey, a single at center, his first time up. Causey batting 287. Causey, a left-hand batter. Green leads off second. Downing's curve is a little high, ball one. Getting him back of Green, trying to keep him close. Next pitch is fouled back in the upper deck, out of play, 1-1. Downing turns around, looks back at Green at second, now leans over for the sign from Howard. He said, pitch is fouled back out of play. In the upper deck, back at third base. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Howard now walks out to the mound to talk to Al Downing. It's a tough day for pitchers when they've have to warm up three different times. They warmed up just prior to the game. Then the rains came. The game was held up for 40 minutes. They played an inning and a half. The rains came, held up for 57 minutes. They had to warm up again. It's almost like pitching a double header. Downing ready for the one ball, two strike pitch. Foul back to the screen on a high fast ball. Downing into his stretch position. His pitch is inside, and the count is even at 2-2.
nobody has been able to take advantage of the one-half tenant port that Charles Finley has erected in right field. Kubek cuts him back to green, but then goes back to his position. The 2-2 pitch, the ground ball hits the second. Richardson was right, has it. Goes to Pepitone in time against Causey. For the A's in the bottom of the third, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, and one man left. And at the end of three, it's the Yankees nothing and the A's nothing. Say, right now, I'd like to say that the next portion of this game will be brought to you by Ballantine Beer. Beer after beer, the most refreshing around. So smile, settle back, and enjoy baseball and ice cold Ballantine Beer. On the score box, on the score what? I was going to say the score box, but it's the scoreboard. The Red Sox defeated the Twins 4-3. Baltimore leads the Angels 2-1 into 6.5. White Sox beat Detroit 5-3 in the first game, and it's the White Sox 2, Detroit nothing into 2 of the second. Cleveland defeated Washington in the first game 9-6, and Cleveland leads 7-2 at the end of 5.5 of the second. In the National League, the Giants beat the Mets 5-3, and the Giants lead 6-1 into 3 of the second. Phillies beat Houston 4-1 in a single game. Cincinnati shut out the Cardinals 6-0 in the first game. Second game is 0-0 into 5.5. The Dodgers beat the Pirates 6-4, and the Cubs beat Milwaukee 4-3 in 10 innings. So that's the way the action stands in the around the rest of the American and National League. Right here at Kansas City's Municipal Stadium in Mid-America, it's 0-0 as we get ready to go in the top of the fourth inning. And Tony Kubek will be leading off. Tony opened the ball game with a line single to left field in the first inning. Then was forced at second on a ground ball by Richardson hit back to the box, after which Hector Lopez hit into a double play. John O'Donohue is rubbing up the ball. Goes to the rosin bag. And as we get ready to go here in the top of the fourth inning, here is Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Bill. Tony Kubek takes an inside pitch, ball one. No score, fourth inning. Tony Kubek takes the strike. A 1-1 count. Tony singled in the first inning. John O'Donohue, the left-hander, delivers the curve that swung on, a high pop to short. Wayne Causey under it and makes the catch. One away. Bobby Richardson. In the first inning. Grounded to short. The pitch is outside for a ball. Now the next pitch is swung on and again grounded to short. Calls the up there, throws the first in time. That one was really rattled. A hard shot grabbed by Causey. Two away. Hector Lopez grounded to third in the first inning into a double play. The delivery is inside, ball one. Donahue's pitch is swung on, hit back through the middle for a base hit in the center. Nelson Matthews charges it. Two pitching tosses it back in to Causey. A two-out single to center by Hector Lopez, allowing Roger Maris to come up in the fourth inning. No score. Yeah. John O'Donohue making his fifth consecutive start. Into the stretch, the pitch to Maris. Inside and high, ball one. The rookie, 1-1, lost two so far this year. Roger Maris on the next pitch takes it inside. Ball two. Two balls, no strike. Two balls, no strike. And the pitch. Inside, ball three. 3-0. Roger Maris had a 9-game hitting streak stopped yesterday. That was the longest of the year for a Yankee. Next pitch is in there. Strike one. 3-1. O'Donohue checks the runner. Hector Lopez then pitches. Maris swings and sends a high pop to second. Dick Green is under it and makes the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, Yankees nothing and the A's nothing. The last half of the fourth inning. Nelson Matthews, batting second in the order, leads off. George Jelusic on deck, and Rocky Colavito to follow. Al Downing's pitch is swung on, bounced to short. Big hop. Kubek, who throws to cut the cone in time. One away. George Jelusic grounded to third into a double play in the first inning. The lanky lad from New Jersey has come along as the hitter, improved considerably under the tutelage of Babe Dahlgren. The delivery outside for a ball. At this time of year, when averages fluctuates very sharply, and just the other day he was hitting 390. Starts out today 333. The pitch is low outside for a ball. Delivers and the pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball into short left field. Hector Lopez under it and gloves it. Two away. Babe Dahlgren is a coach now for the A's. Addresses after practice and sits in the stands and takes film of the game. We're going to have him as a game guest on television. Here's Rocky Colavito. The pitch is in there for a strike. Rocky looks at the third strike in the second inning. Started the day hitting 283. Next pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1. The pitch swung on line into left field for a base hit. Gloved on a hop by Lopez, and Rocky's run for two. When Lopez took his time getting the ball back to the infield, it's a double for Colavito. His sixth of the season. He rocked it out there, but
got out there in a hurry, and Lopez just took his time getting the ball back, and Calavito took advantage of it and pushed it into a double. Ed Charles, ball bounces away from the plate. And to third goes Calavito. Howard hit it. And Mazzaz, going back after the ball, it hits the dirt. It's a wild pitch. Charles, right-hand batter. The pitch is low. Ball two. Charles took a third strike in the second inning. Al Downing's pitch is swung on as the ground ball hits the short. Two back up, but it throws over the first in time. The side is retired. No runs. One hit, no errors, and one left on. And so it's end of four innings of play. The Yankees, no runs, two hits, no errors. The A's, no runs, three hits, no errors. We had a 57-minute delay after the game had gotten underway because of torrential rain. How about that? How you make sure you always have plenty of Ballantine beer on hand. You tote them home plenty. Leave Tomahawk home. Make more room for Ballantine. Yes, sir, when you buy plenty, you'll get a smile anytime. Tote them home plenty Ballantine beer. We pause for station identification.
This is your home champion station in the Capital District, WOKO in Albany, New York.
In the first half of the fifth inning, Tom Trash leads off for New York. Elston Howard on deck and Joe Pepitone follows. Left-hander John O'Donohue's pitch is a curve low and inside. Ball one. Vastly improved pitcher over the man we saw in New York when the Yankees racked him up. O'Donohue's pitch is going on and fouled to the right of the plate. A 1-1 count. Coming out, believe it or not. How? How about that? The 1-1 pitch to Trash. In there, strike two. The Yankees got six hits and six runs off of John O'Donohue in New York on the 17th of this month. He worked only three innings. Coming along. The robust left-hander's pitch to Trash is swung on, and there's a fly ball into left center that Lucic grabbed in front of Matthews. You know, the Athletics have a pretty good defensive outfield in the Lucic, Matthews, Calavito. And when Gentile is well, they've got a good infield defensively with Charles, Causey, Green. Depth, or I should say lack of depth, hurts them, and also a lack of depth in pitching. Elston Howard takes one inside, ball one. No score, fifth inning. The pitch to Howard swung on, lined over short into left center for a base hit. Lucic goes over.
He's up for the ball and throws it in quickly, and Howard is held to a single. Every team has an underrated ball player. Despite the fact that Elston Howard got the laurels of the MVP in the league last year, he still seems to be an underrated ball player. Joe Pepitone up. Howard started the day hitting .344. The pitch to Pepitone swung on line into right field for a base hit. Howard will hold at second as Colavito throws the bullet in to Dick Green. Clayton Boyer coming up. You know, there is an aspect of baseball represented by these two hits that occurs very frequently. And you might call it a waste of hitting. When you can't get the runner over to third base from first base with less than two outs, it means that you've got to have another hit, barring any imperfection play. And sometimes two hits to get one run. Moyer grounded to short in the third inning. And you must remember the percentage of getting more than two hits in an inning. The delivery, high outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. This takes on added importance in a game such as this where there is no score. We're in the fifth inning. Clayton Boyer takes the fastball for a strike. One and one. Incidental intelligence. Pepitone has hit safely in all seven games against Kansas City. John O'Donohue, the left-hander, delivers, and Boyer swings and fouls it back. One and two. Pepitone on first. One out, a 1-2 count on Boyer. Left-hander John O'Donohue getting the sign from Charlie Lau. End of the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on, a little roller foul down the third baseline. Down holds at 1-2. This has been a crazy day. We've had torrential rain. We've got some sunshine now, and I think it's the first time I've ever seen the sunshine and the lights on at the same time. One ball, two strikes. Two on, and the pitch to Boyer is low. 2-2. I say that not from a standpoint of criticism, but rather a pat on the back to the A's management. Of course, the umpire is the one that ordered the lights on. He may have forgotten to tell him to turn it off. I don't know. Two balls, two strikes. A pickoff throw to second, but Howard's back. Dick Green made a nice catch of a throw. But there are dark clouds that could very easily sweep right back over and blot out the sun. Howard leads off second, Pepitone off first. One out, the 2-2 pitch, swung on, a slow roller. Charles up for it, flips on to first in time to Doc Edwards, moving Howard to third and Pepitone to second. Two down and up comes Al Downing. Downing struck out in the third. He's had four hits this season. right-handed. No score, first of the fifth. O'Donohue into the windup. The pitch to Downing. Swung on, little roller, foul down the third baseline. Strike one. Howard moves off third, Pepitone off second. O'Donohue looking around into the full windup. The pitch to Downing, swung on and fouled back. Strike two. Nothing in two. With two outs in the fifth inning of a scoreless game, delayed by rain, and then at the end of an inning and a half, held up 57 minutes because of rain. Wayne Causey runs in from shortstop to have a word with John O'Donohue. Forgot how to spell his name. Reese Nipsoff crossed my mind yesterday on a fanagram. They spelled O'Donohue's name as they announced him starting. Here's the pitch. It's in there, called strike three. The ball is dropped by Lau. He throws down to Edwards for the out. They announced him as a pitcher for today, but instead of putting O apostrophe, they either put O with an exclamation point. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. At the end of four and a half innings, Yankees nothing, A's nothing. The last half, the fifth inning in Kansas City. Johnny Edwards will be followed by Dick Green and Charlie Lyle. No score in the last half of the fifth. Third in the second inning. The pitch is swung on and line foul down the left field line. Strike one. Doc Edwards playing first base in the absence of the injured Jim Gentile. Awaits the pitch from Al Downing. Swings and misses. Strike two. Nothing in two. They just turned the lights off. And the pitch swung on, a looping pop going back for it. Kubek, he's going to get under it, and he has it. Now Dick Green, who singled the right in the third inning. I'd say this boy's got a great chance of becoming quite a star. He's not cocky, he's confident. He's a good glove man already. He learns to hit a little better. He's going to be something. The pitch is in there for a strike. He singled to right in the third inning. Started the day batting 194. But he's driven in 17 runs. The pitch is outside. Ball one. He has pretty good build on him. Right-hand batter. Wearing Dick Houser's old number, one. The 1-1 pitch. Change-up is swung on and popped up. Back Boyer and Kubek is back there on the grass and makes the catch. Over near the left field foul line. Not too many balls hit back to third base along the foul line. Go foul. Charlie Lau comes up. Struck out the third inning. The left-hand batter takes it low, ball one. Now Downing working rapidly, fires one high and tight. Ball two. Charlie Lau has worn the uniform of the Tigers, the Orioles. The 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled back. I met the man the other night that signed up Dick Raddick. I got his autograph. Two balls, one strike. The pitch is swung on and popped up behind the plate out of play. Ow! Ball on a hot tin roof. Two balls, two strikes. Downing, and with an overhand fastball, low. Ball three. 3-2. Now the pitch swung on and fouled back. I left out Milwaukee. I didn't know Charlie Lau had been with the Braves. As Bill Kane handed me his lifetime record, I made the note to sever it. The pitch to Charlie swung on, and he popped another one foul. Listen. No, that went too far back. Didn't have my radar. Which fell backwards is radar. Full count on Charlie Lau. Al Downing's pitch is swung on. There's the drive out into center field. Coming fast. As fast as he can get it, it's the base hit. Charlie Lau singles to center. They have the pronunciation in the American League book. I've always maintained as not reliable as low. John O'Donohue, right-hand batter, swings and fouls it off. Of course, the strangest case of pronunciation is that of Art Haldeman. His father called it Hoodeman. He said, "Hello, Mr. Hoodeman. How's your son, Art Haldeman?" The pitch right in there for a strike. Nothing in two. I asked Art one day, actually, I said, "How do you like your name pronounced?" He said, "Haldeman." And I said, "Why?" I said, "I understand everybody calls you Hoodeman, and if you like Haldeman." He said, "Well, my uncle who lives in California calls it Haldeman. I like Haldeman better." And this is the truth. The delivery is swung on, a little grounder hits Pepitone, and he takes care of the play at first unassisted, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And at the end of five innings, the Yankees nothing, the Athletics nothing. As we go to the sixth inning in the rubber game of the three-game series between the Yanks and the A's, Kansas City won the opener. The Yankees won yesterday's game. No score. Thank you. Johnny Kubek leads off in New York in the sixth inning. Left-hander John O'Donohue's pitch is inside, ball one. Kubek singled in the first inning, popped short in the fourth. Next delivery, it's in there. Back one, one and one. Ed Charles skating close at third. He's on the grass. Left-hander John O'Donohue's delivery forces Kubek to the ground. 2-1 the count. Wow, the White Sox are leading the Tigers in the second game 5-1. Then the five innings, they won the opener. Here's the pitch swung on and line down the left field line. Alusi goes over and grabs it. Nice play. George Alusi races to the left field line to take Kubek's liner. There's a fellow who was with Detroit and didn't get the opportunity to display his wares, but here's Bobby Richardson to take the strike. What we've seen of him here, he looks like a polished outfielder. John O'Donohue's pitch is fouled back on an unintentional check swing as Bobby sought to duck the pitch. The White Sox knocked out Rocco. Gladding relieved him. Buford hit a three-run homer. The pitch is into the dirt, bounces away from the catcher. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Richardson swings and hits a foul down the left field line. Change of pace, he got out in front of a little too much. I can't see what's happening, but as a fellow says, I'll make Booker laugh into somebody chasing the ball. Here's the pitch swung on, looped into left field. A fly ball that a Lucic gathers in for the second out in the sixth inning. At the end of seven innings of the second game, the Giants and Mets are 6-6. Giants won the opener 5-3. Hector Lopez grounded into a double play in the first inning. He grounded to third, single to center in the fourth. The pitch is in there, strike one. Totals are identical, no runs, four hits. And no errors. Now the pitch, and Lopez takes a low fastball to even the count to 1-1. The 1-1 offering. Right in there, strike two. Lopez knew it was a good pitch. He kicked the dirt, not in defiance to the umpire's call, but in anger at himself for taking it. One ball, two strikes. O'Donohue's delivery swung on and lined out over second in the center for a base hit. A two-out single to center for Hector Lopez. Same situation occurred in the fourth inning, allowing Roger Maris to come up. Lopez has moved close to the 300 mark. We're 2-for-3 today. He's hitting 300 even. Ready for 100. O'Donohue checks the runner. The pitch to Maris. High. Ball one. One ball, no strike. O'Donohue ready. The pitch to Maris swung on, a little tap. Cut down to Doc Edwards. The first baseman takes it. Steps on first. Retiring Maris. And the Yankees. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of 5.5 innings, the Yankees nothing, and the A's nothing.
This is WOKO in Albany, New York.
Half of the sixth inning. It's the top of the order for the A's. Wayne Causey leading off. Al Downing's pitch is swung on and popped up in foul territory. Boyer calling for it and drops it. One away. Causey had singled and batted to second previously. Wyatt gets up in the bullpen along with Bo Steele for Kansas City. For the Yankees, Bob Meyer. Nelson Matthews. Foul to the catcher and grounded to short. Right-hand batter. No score. Last of the sixth. Al Darling's overhand fastball is high. Ball one. Downing delivers. Matthews swings and misses. Strike one. One and one. A loose is on deck. Al Downing into the windup, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Fastball. One and two. Left hand into the windup. Here's the pitch. Change up. Swung on and missed. Strike three. A let up curve. Two down in the sixth inning. And here's George Alusic, who grounded to third into a double play in the first inning. Flying to left in the fourth. He got up under the ball too much. Downing's pitch on the way. Outside, ball one. Now, Lucic, as well as the on-deck man, Colavito, are long-distance threats in this ballpark. Here's the pitch, fastball outside. A 2-0 count. No score, last of the sixth. And, additionally, they're right-handed batters against left-handed pitchers. Al Downing's delivery is over for strikes and one. No score, six innings. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, 2-2. He crowded him with that one. Got the mustard with it, too. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch. High, ball three, 3-2. Full count on the Lucy. Downing's pitch swung on and it's bounced through the middle for a base hit. Thank
races to pick the ball up, barehanded, and Lucic, after a wide turn, retreats to first with a single. And up comes Roger Colavito. Again, the totals are identical. No runs, five hits, no errors. The swinging for the ball game right here. Sixth inning, no score. The pitch is low and inside. Ball one. Downing has to work for him, too, because the dead Charles on deck. The runner on first, he can't put him in scoring position. And the pitch. It's into the dirt, bounces away from Howard. Lucic goes on down to second. The wild pitch, the second charge to Downing in this game. The Yogi has a choice of putting Rocky on now that the runner's on second anyway. 2-0 count on Colavito. But they're going to continue to pitch to him. And the delivery. Swung on and lined to left field. Lucic down third, hits the home. And he comes in to score. And on the second goes Colavito on the throw to the plate. Charles. Took a third strike and grounded to short. The pitch in there for strike. Colavito driving in his 33rd run. Al Downing's delivery going on and foul back. Two strike count. Rocky Colavito leading off second. And the delivery. Swung on and hit foul down the right field line, out of play. Colavito's had 5 out of 10 in this series. Ed Charles at bat. Colavito leading off second. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Two strike count on Ed Charles. Pitch. High fastball. A 1-2 count. Doc Edwards on deck. Colavito moving off second. Downing's pitch. Charles is swung on. It's a high foul off first. Chased by Pepitone, out of play. Lead now 1-0 in the last of the six. One ball, two strikes. Downing delivers, pitch is swung on, hit on a hot short. Kubek has it, crosses over the puppet going in time. And the sides are called.
Two hits.
No errors. One left on.
At the end of six innings,
the A's one run, six hits, no errors. The Yankees, no runs, five hits, and no errors. Boston beat Minnesota 4-3. Baltimore beat Los Angeles 2-1. Chicago defeated Detroit 5-3. Second game, the White Sox lead 5-1 and a 6. Cleveland beat Washington 9-6. In the second game, it is 8-3. Cleveland last the ninth. In the National League, Giants beat the Mets 5-3 in the second game at Sick Law playing tonight. Philadelphia 4, Houston 1. Cincinnati shut out St. Louis 6-0. Second game at 2-0. And the game is just over, and the Cardinals won the second game 2-1. LA beat Pittsburgh 6-4, and the Cubs beat the Braves 4-3 in the tank. And Gary Coleman is all set to move in and carry on the rest of the way with the A's leading 1-0.
Thank you, Mel. Here's Tommy Trek leading off for the Yankees. We're in the top of the seventh inning. The A's out in front, as Mel told you, 1-0. And John O'Donohue delivers. Trek hits it into right field. Colavito had a little trouble with it momentarily, but came up with it as the sun was in his eyes. That had to be the first time today that we had any trouble with the sun in the outfield, because we have not had too much sun. So Trek, who flied to center and then fly to left, has now flied out to right. That brings up Elston Howard is 1-2. Ellie flied to right, single to left. John O'Donohue, the young left-hander, into the windup, delivers to Howard. Low and inside, ball one. Frank Cassetti at third, Jim Gleason at first, coaching for the Yankees. In the dirt, ball two, 2-0 the count. This game was held up twice, once for 46 minutes and then again for 57 minutes. The 2-0 pitch to LA is hit on the ground to second. Hit three, and that's what it easily throws to first, and there's two down. Two up, two down. That is Joe Pepitone. Pepitone bounced to first and then singled sharply to right field. It was in the fifth inning that the Yankees posed their most serious threat in this ballgame, when with one down they got back-to-back singles, but after that couldn't do much. So the A's are leading right now, 1-0. We're in the top of the seventh. Outside the Pepitone, ball one. Diego Segui won the Friday night game for the A's, 4-1. Whitey Ford won it for the Yankees last night, 9-1. Now John O'Donohue has a 1-0 lead here in this ballgame. Pepitone hits it sharply, and that ball went into center field. Dick Green started after it. He was playing back on the grass, and he took one step and fell down. Actually, he would have had no chance to get the ball anyway, but he was sprawled out there around second base. That's kind of wet in that area. So Pepitone comes up with his second base hit in this ballgame. And that's number six for the Yankees. Both teams have six hits. Batter now is Cleet Boyer. Boyer had a three-run homer last night. And in this ball game, he's 0-2. Bounce to short, bounce to third. Ted Bosfield and John Wyatt have been warming up since last inning for the A's in the bullpen. John here delivers to Boyer, and he takes it in a strike one. And we have Hal Rennes and Bob Meyer warming up for the Yankees. Meyer has been working the last two innings for the Yankees down there. The one strike pitch to Boyer almost hit him inside. 1-1. Inside. 1-1.
Donahue. Left-hander set. Checks Pepitone, delivers the boiler, and it's just outside. Two balls, one strike. With the exception of where the shadows form on the field from the stands, this ballpark is now bathed in sunlight. We didn't see too much of it for the first 2 hours. Curveball, Boyer takes it inside, 3-1. Well, let's see, a 3-1 count to Cleet Boyer. Al Downing is in the on-deck circle. Yankees trail 1-0. We're in the top of the seventh inning. With Renneth up and throwing, and we may see a pinch hitter. Boyer fouls this one. No, he doesn't. A slow dribble to third. Base hit. That ball just rolled right down the third base side. Ed Childs came in. He had no play on Boyer. Boyer beat it out for an infield single. And here comes Mickey Mantle out of the Yankee dugout. That's the seventh hit for the Yankees. Boyer with the infield single. On at first base, Joe Pepitone on at second, and here comes the miss. Mantle will be batting from the right side, and here comes Eddie Lopez. So, the strategy, let's see how it goes. Mantle was just announced. Lopez going out to talk to young John O'Donohue. O'Donohue has given up 7 hits. He has held the Yankees scoreless for this moment. Mantle standing on the right side of the plate. Of course, the low pass switch with Burfield, the left-hander. Is what he wants to do. I mean, with Wyatt, the right-hander. And Mantle will just turn around and go to the other side. So Lopez gives him a pat on the back and says, go get him. Eddie Lopez going all the way with his young left-hander. Mickey Mantle coming on as a pinch hitter. He's batting at 320. 4 doubles, no triples, 8 home runs, 21 RBIs. Pepitone at second, Boyle at first, 2 down. O'Donohue set, delivers to Mickey. First pitch hit in the right center, base hit. Here comes Pepitone, he's on the score. First base with that bad leg, and there goes Pedro Gonzalez down to run for the Mets. How do you like that? Mantle dropping a single into deep right center toward Pepitone and Boyer, and the Yanks take the lead 2-1. Mantle also takes over the RBI lead for the Yankees. That's number 22 and 23 for him. Goes one up on Joe Pepitone. Now here's Tony Kubek. Kubek swings and misses at a curveball, strike one. Two outs. Gonzalez at first. Yankees leading 2-1. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Well, suddenly this game has changed. Gonzalez with the lead at first. Pitch to Kubek. Hit high in the air to straightaway center. Nelson Matthews taking a few steps back. It's under it and takes it. For the Yankees, in the top of the seventh inning, 2 runs on 3 hits. No A's there. 1 man left. The score after 6.5. The Yanks 2, the Athletics 1. Coming on in the last half of the seventh inning. Yankees leading 2-1. Al Downing can win this ball game if Renneth can hold the A's.
Edwards, the leadoff batter for the A's here in the last half of the seventh inning. He'll be followed by Dick Green and Charlie Lau. Renneth making his 11th appearance on the year. The right-hander delivers to Edwards, who holds back at the last minute and is tied for a ball. Renneth has a 2-1 record. He left just a week ago on May the 24th. Edwards takes a strike right in there. 1-1. Last year, Renneth was 4-3. It was credited with many saves that helped the Yankees to win the American League flag. But right here today, it's 2-1. The Yankees leading as Renneth goes into the lineup. Delivers to Edwards. Hits a high fly ball to left field. Lopez going back, getting under it. And he takes it. So Edwards, who had fouled the third and popped the short, now flies out to left field. He's 0-3 in the afternoon. One away, and here's the batter, Dick Green, who singled the roof and popped the short. Renneth, the right-hander, delivers to Green, who takes a strike. Lineup again, delivers outside, 1-1 the count. Well, the complexion of this game changed quickly twice. The A's came up a run with a run in the bottom of the sixth, and the Yankees with 2 in the seventh. Green takes strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Renneth with a good fastball. Moving out in front of Dick Green. One out, nobody on. Renneth delivers curveball, and Green let go of that bat, and it went into the Yankee dugout. And there goes a white towel. That ball just slipped out of his, or rather the bat slipped out of his hand and flew into the Yankee dugout. Green, of course, is out of there on a strikeout as Renneth tossed up his first strikeout in this game. Well, those flying bats are dangerous. You never know where they're going to land or how you can get out of the way of them. Two up and two down, and here's Charlie Lau, the catcher. Lau struck out, single to center. Renneth is into the windup. Pitches to Lau. A ball gets by Howard. It was inside. Ball one. John O'Donohue in the on-deck circle. Renneth delivers to Lau. He bounces it foul, pass first. 1-1. Charlie Lau has really done a lot of traveling. He played with the Detroit Tigers, came up with them in 1956. The Milwaukee Braves, 60-61. Baltimore Orioles, 61-2-3. And then Kansas City last year and again this year. So he's been with four Major League ball clubs. Hails from Romulus, Michigan. Renneth delivers to Lau, and it's inside. 2-1. Last year at Kansas City, Lau had a pretty good year. It hit .289 in 61 ball games. Two down, 2-1 count to Lau. Renneth into the windup. The pitch is swung on, and that's strike two, 2-2. Delivers to Lau, a curveball, and misses outside, full count. 3-2, the count to Charlie Lau. Lau batting at .291. Just 7 doubles, 1 triple, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs.
Now the payoff set. It's inside.
Well, one of us got lost.
That ball flew.
Lau didn't want to leave. Well, that's the first time I have seen a player directed to third base. Okay, Lau draws the base on balls. And here comes big Jim Gentile, who's been out of the Kansas City lineup for a few days with a pulled hamstring muscle. Goes in as a runner for Charlie Lau. Jim Gentile making his first appearance in just about a week. Coming on to pinch hit for O'Donohue. Lopat getting some speed on the bases. Gentile, 275 batter. He has four doubles, nine home runs, 22 RBIs. Side of ball, pass move. With first base, Renner. Check tower, set. Delivers to Gentile, takes high, ball one. Now taking a little time on the mound. Yankees leading 2-1. We're in the last of the seventh inning. Gentile a batter. The pitch. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Gentile cannot run at all. I was talking to him before the game, and he said that he really can't run, although he can bat. So in a two-out situation like this, where there's no chance of hitting into a double play or something of that nature, all he has to do is swing and then walk toward the dugout in the event that the play is to first base. That way he won't re-injure the leg that has been bothering him. Now Cardinal with a big lead at first. Pitch to Gentile, takes it on a half swing. Ball three, no strike. Howard turned around to ask Al Pereno, how about it? Now Gentile checking with Jimmy Banks, the third base coach for the A's. Luke Appling down at first, yelling instructions to Credible. Now we're all set to go. Renner gets the sign from Howard. Credible leading off. The 306 to Gentile. It's high, ball four, and he walks him. So the A's suddenly have runners at first and second after two are out. Gentile goes to first. And we're going to have a pinch runner for Jim. Eddie Lopat motioning out to the Kansas City bullpen. And then changing his mind, looks like he'll get somebody off the bench here. Looks like Mo Drabowski. He pitched last night's ball game. So Drabowski will run for Gentile. Okay, the A's are on. Cardinal at second. Drabowski at first. The batter, Wayne Causey, as Renner delivers high, ball one. And Pete Mickelson is up in the Yankee bullpen drawing. Bob Meyer has been down there, but I think he's just working out. Getting the first two batters has now run himself into trouble after walking Charlie Lau and Jim Gentile. Cardinal replaced Lau on the bases, as did Drabowski replace Gentile. Renner set, delivers, foul, right back by Wayne Carter. 1-1 the count. Yankees leading 2-1. This ball game delayed 46 minutes at the outset by rain, and then after playing 15 minutes, delayed another 57 minutes. But after the second delay, we have had some good weather here. The sun broke through about an hour ago, and it has been very pleasant ever since. Okay, Renner. Six runners. Set, delivers. There's a foul going down the left field side. Count 1-2. To Causey. One ball, two strikes. The Yankees head off to Minnesota directly after this ball game. They play a four-game set in the Twin Cities.
three night games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, afternoon game on Thursday. Time for those games, airtime on radio, 8:55 for the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night games, and then 2:25 for Thursday's game. Then on to Los Angeles, where they play a weekend set with the Los Angeles Angels. They'll be off on Monday. Then they go to Boston, where they play four games in 3 days, and then back to Yankee Stadium for that big five-game set with the front-running Chicago White Sox. Friday night doubleheader, Saturday afternoon ladies' day, and a Sunday doubleheader on June the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Here's Renup delivering to Causey. It's a half-swing foul straight back, and the count remains at 1-2. Causey is a tough batter. He's 1-for-3 on the afternoon, singled to center in the first inning, and bounced to second and fouled to third. Batting at 283. Left-hand batter tilts up slightly on the bat. Straightaway stance, lightly crouched. Now Renup has the sign. The runners lead off at first and second. The pitch to Causey is a long drive ball to right field. Roger Maris going back.
Friday night doubleheader, Saturday afternoon ladies' day, and a twin bill on Sunday. Well, if you want to get tickets for that big series, you can go to Yankee Stadium at the Advance Ticket Office, which is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and on Sunday from 10 to 5, also after the completion of every home night game. Or you can get them at the Yankees Convenient Midtown Ticket Office on the mezzanine of Grand Central Terminal. The Grand Central Ticket Office is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 6 and from 10 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. They're not open on Sunday. Lots of reserved seat reservations also are available at all staff restaurants in the greater New York area. Don't forget, you can order by mail right now. Simply send your order to the ticket manager, care of the New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Bronx 51, New York. And don't forget to enclose your check or your money order. Box seats are 350, reserves 250, all tax included. And don't forget to add 25 cents to cover mailing and handling charges. And now with John Wyatt coming on in relief of John O'Donohue, let's pause for station identification.
This is 1460 Radio, WOKO in Albany, New York.
John had us come on in relief of John O'Donohue. Jose Sartorell has gone into left field. John Wyatt doing the pitching. Bill Bryan in the catch. Three changes. Bobby Richardson takes a strike right in there from John Wyatt, the right-hander. Wyatt making his 20th appearance in relief. Third time against the Yankees. Outside, 1-1 the count to Bobby. We're in the top of the eighth inning. He's leading 4-2. Wyatt has a 3-3 record. Ted Burchfield continues to warm up in the A's bullpen just in case. Bobby a 1-1 count here. John Wyatt into the windup, delivers to Richardson. Strike two. 1-2 the count. Those changes are Bill Bryan doing the catching, Jose Sartorell in left field, John Wyatt doing the pitching. Now Wyatt into the windup, delivers to Richardson, hits right back over the glove. Green coming in quickly. Bobby digging for first, no chance, and he's safe. Bobby really went down that line, and they're going to give him a base hit as the Yankees come up with their ninth hit in this ball game. Bobby beating out an infield single. That ball bounced off of Wyatt's glove out toward second. Now Hector Lopez. Richardson coming up with his first hit in this series, an infield single. Here's Hector Lopez, who's 2-for-3. Bounced into a double play and singled the center twice. Yankees trailing 4-2, top of the eighth. John Wyatt, the eighth reliever for the A's. Richardson leads off. The pitch to Lopez is fouled straight back. Strike one. Bobby had gone 0-for-13 before coming up for that base hit. Wyatt taking a little time on the rubber. Bill Bryan, a young catcher in there. Now with that, Bobby leading off at first base. Wyatt sets, delivers. High, ball one. 1-1 the count. O'Donohue pitched 7 innings. Gave a base hit. Walked nobody. Struck out only one batter. And allowed 2 runs. Delivers. Hector swings and misses. Strike two. 1-2 the count. Same set strikeout by O'Donohue. He struck out 2 batters. Okay, both teams fighting for that rubber game of the 3 games. Up. Wyatt delivers. Lopez swings and just tips the high fastball. Count holds 1-2. Roger Maris in the on deck circle. Kind of cooled off a little bit here. I think it's the wind, really, more than anything else. Seems to be blowing in much stronger than it was at the start of the game, even though we had a lot of rain and there wasn't a lot of wind. Right now, it's coming in very strong. Winner field, the flag almost standing straight up. Okay, Richardson leading off at first base. Doc Edwards is playing behind him, not holding Bobby on. Lead 4-2. We're in the top of the eighth. Lopez with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Nobody down. As Wyatt gets the sign, the right-hander sets, delivers. The curveball is fouled straight back again. Two strikes to Hector. Now Wyatt has a sign from Bill Bryan. He checks again. Bobby leading off. The pitch to Hector is fouled, and that ball went right off the shin pad of Bryan. Back behind the plate. That was hurt. One and two. Lopez hanging in there.
Head move.
Well, down in right field, throwing slowly. He's been up almost 2.5 to 3 innings down there, so it isn't a matter of getting warm, it's just a matter of staying loose. Now Wyatt ready again. Set. The pitch to Hector. Curveball pops into short left field. Causey calling for it, going back. Tidable coming in, and Causey faced it. Incredible. Looked like he was going to run over Causey and then stopped at the last minute. So Hector is out of there, one away. And the batter is Roger Maris, who's 0 for 3 this afternoon. Bounced to second, popped to second, and bounced to first. Hal Downing, who started for the Yankees, is out of the ballgame. He can either win or lose it. Hal Renner, who came on in relief, is on the hook right now. The game currently belongs to young John O'Donohue, should the A's manage to hold on. First pitch to Roger, almost hits him way inside, ball one. Well, we have had a lot of just misses here in the last few days. Boyer almost had his head spun around the other day. Wyatt with the sign. Bobby leading off. Maris the batter. The one ball pitch. Gone away is low. Ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Delays here today. There haven't been many people, if any, who have left the ballpark. Really rabid fans here. When they come to watch a game. The two ball pitch to Roger is high, 3-0. Bill Maris works the count for three balls, no strikes. In the on deck circle is Tom Tress. Ready once again. 3-0 delivery to Maris is in there. Strike one. The lights in the outfield standards have been turned off, although those that cover the infield are still on here at Municipal Stadium in Kansas City. It was very dark earlier in the game when we had so much rain and low-hanging clouds. Now Wyatt pitches to Roger, swings, and this is strike two. A fastball. Rog swung over. Full count now. Bobby at first with one out. John Wyatt, the A's right-hand relief pitcher, set. The pitch to Maris is drilled down right field side foul. That ball well hit, hooked foul. That would have been a home run had it been fair. Line drive, way down the right field side, about 30 feet foul. But far enough to hit the Kansas City's 1/2 pennant course. Moving off at first. We've got a full count to Maris. Wyatt with the sign. Set. The pitch to Roger. High ball four, and he walks it. So Wyatt gives up a base on ball to Maris. Maris cuts down to first. Richardson goes to second. The Yankees have the tying run gone, and the batter is Tom Tress, and here comes Eddie Lopez. One away here. Lopak going out to talk to Wyatt. Let's see whether or not he brings in both field or just has something to say to the right-hander. I'd like to remind you that tickets are available right now at all Yankee and Mets ticket offices for the annual Mayor's Trophy game between the Yankees and the Mets at Bay Stadium Monday night, June the 15th. Just a reminder, too, that all proceeds from this game will go to the benefit of the youngsters playing sandlot baseball in the metropolitan area. And I know that you will want to be on hand and help all these kids. And don't forget that the Yankees and the Mets at Shea Stadium, Monday night, June the 15th, 8 p.m. Wyatt will stay in the ballgame, and he'll pitch to Tom Tress. Ed Lopez, the Yankee manager. Well, here we go. Who used to pitch for the Yankees and is now the Kansas City manager, goes back to the dugout. Okay, Richardson at second, Maris at first. Stretch the batter, one away. Wyatt. Stretch, delivers to Tom, and he takes it low, ball one. Wyatt looks like he's got good stuff out there, but he is just missing those corners. Okay, the A's looking for the double play. Stretch the batter. One ball to count as Wyatt delivers. Low, two balls, no strike. 2-0 to count. We're in the top of the eighth inning. A's leading the Yankees 4-2. The Yankees with runners at first and second. Richardson at second, Maris at first. Wyatt ready once again. Check time, set, delivers. Wow, down the left field side. And that ball is just over the Yankee bullpen down there. We have a lot of bars and obstruction while we're doing the game, simply down the left field side. It's really hard to see sometimes. We have to stick our head out and around to see just where that ball's going. Got a long neck, but it isn't that long. Okay, 2-1 to count to Tom. Wyatt delivers. Stretch two, right in there. 2-2 to count. The Yankees are threatening here in the top of the eighth. Runners at first and second. Stretch with a 2-2 count. Elston Howard in the on-deck circle. Tommy has a fly to center, fly to left, and fly to right. He's 0 for 3 so far. As Wyatt set, delivers. A base hit. Oh, good play by Dixon. One-handed set by Dixon. Rob sets to the base hit, and he boards Bobby at second base. Second baseman Dick Green, a leaping one-hander to rob Tommy Tress of a base hit and double Bobby Richardson at second. Boy, you'd have to see it to believe it. That ball was in right field when he flies that one down. Okay, here's Bill Bryan, who came on to catch, hitting in a loose spot. Hits the first pitch into short left center. That ball is in there. They hit. Tress up with it and drops it. And then as he falls, throws the ball in to hold Bryan to a single. Lopez, Sonny Kubek, Tommy Tress, all converging on the ball. Nobody could get to it. And Bryan is safe at first. That's the second hit off of Val Renner. And the batter, Rocky Colavito. Colavito struck out, double the left, single the left. He's 2-for-3. A's have 8 hits. Yankees 9 as Renner delivers to Colavito and it's inside. Ball one. Bud Hill, our United pilot, standing behind us. He's been waiting quite a while as the players will leave directly after this ball game and we'll go on to the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The one ball pitch is bunted by Colavito. Foul down the third base side. Well, you don't see that very often. Colavito The cleanup man for the A's laying down or attempting to lay down to sacrifice run. Colavito in this series was 5-for-10, one home run and four RBIs. So manager Eddie Lopez calling on his cleanup batter to lay down a bunt. Now Colavito sets Jimmy Dykes to third. Once again, the two that's going right now. Bryan is leading off at first base. Nobody out. Renner sets the 1-1 pitch is inside. Two balls, one strike, the Rockies. Now we've got a few more signs, ring flash between manager Lopez, Jimmy Dykes, and Rocky Colavito. 2-1 the count. Boy, they're playing deep. He's now looking for a bunt. And Rocky lays it down right back to Renner. He's up with it. Starts to go to second. Ted and puts the first. So Bill Bryan moves on to second base. Colavito makes the sacrifice good. That play went from 1-2-4. Now the batter is Ed Charles. Charles struck out and bounced the short twice. He's 0-for-3. 4-2 ball game. The A's are leading. We're in the last half of the eighth inning. The rubber game of the three-game set up for grabs as Charles takes high inside, ball one. The A's won the first game 4-1. The Yankees won behind Whitey Ford last night 9-1. And in this final game, the A's lead 4-2 in the last of the eighth. One ball count to Charles. Bryan on a second. Renner sets, delivers, right. 1-1. Nicholson is warming up in the Yankee bullpen. Renner ready once more. Sets Bryan at second. Delivers to Stiles. He swings and misses. Strike two. 1-2. Stiles has been in a horrible slump for the last 10 ball games. He goes for three in this game. He's hitting around 230. Last 2 years, he's been one of the solid hitters for the A's. One ball, two strikes. Ed Charles, the right-hand batter, as Renner delivers, there's a high fly ball to the straightaway center. Bryan, halfway, stretch gets under it, takes it, and there's two down. Goes back to second base. Two out, and the batter will be the first baseman, Doc Edwards. Edwards fouled the third, popped the short, and fly to left. Second base. Al Yannick in relief of Al Downing gets the sign from Howard. Cuts the pitch. Is set swing foul into the stand down the right field side. What a great play by a young fella. He was falling back and stuck up his left hand and caught it. And he jumped up in the seat and waved it around to show everybody. One strike, Edwards. Once again, one strike pitch to Edwards. Change up, bounce in the dirt. Nice play by Howard. That ball bounced a good 2 feet in front of the plate. 1-1 the count. Renner, who does not throw a lot of change ups or breaking stuff, tried to pull the string on this one and got away from him. Now, Hal is ready again. The 1-1 pitch is bounced towards short, two big hops, two back up with it. To set the tone in time, and the Kansas City A's are out of there in the last half of the eighth inning. For the A's, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. The score after eight full innings. Kansas City, 4 runs on 8 hits. Yankees, 2 runs on 9 hits.
Thanks to the high road. Go with Atlantic. Now at last, we've reached the mountain. Up we drive, the car humming a steady tune, and the view becoming better by the minute. We're at the summit. We park, walk over here, and sit down upon Lookout Rock. Below us, a sheer drop of half a mile. Beyond us, 100 miles of green pine forests and winding rivers. Red barns and white houses staining like centerpieces, placing a tableland of half 100 miles. The gnarled cedars bend in the north wind. Each earthbound care drops away, with a warm sun on our back and the world at our feet. High Road from Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline. Stop at your Atlantic dealer for the service that makes every road more pleasant.
Okay, let's pause for station identification as we move into the top of the ninth.
Your station for Yankee baseball, this is WOKO 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York.
Joe Pepitone and Cleve Boyer will be the batters for the Yankees here on the top of the ninth. The Yankees trailing in the game 4-2. John Wyatt into the lineup, delivers the alley, hits the first pitch high into center field. Matthews will get under this one very easily. He takes it and hits one away. To go over the score for you and the other games in the American and National League, quickly while we have a chance. Boston beat Minnesota 4-3. Baltimore over Los Angeles 2-1. Chicago over Detroit 5-3 in the first game. In the second game, they lead by a score of 8-3 after 8. Cleveland beat Washington doubleheader 9-6 and 8-3. As Joe Pepitone comes to the plate, we'll have the National League for you in just a moment. There's one out here, Pepitone, who has 2-3 on the afternoon, steps in and takes a low ball one. The Giants beat the Mets 5-3 in the first, and after 10 innings, it's all tied up in the second game, 6-6. Philadelphia over Houston, 4-1 in a single. Pepitone the batter. The one ball pitch is good. Down the right field line. Base hit. Going to the corner. Colavito up with it. And a strong arm holds Pepitone to a single. Boy, Joe has had that back going. That's his third hit. A line drive right over the first baseman's head. Now here's Cleve Boyer. Cincinnati and St. Louis split a pair. Cincinnati won the first and 6-0. St. Louis the second, 2-1. And the Dodgers beat the Pirates 6-4 in a single contest. The Cubs over the Braves 4-3, also a single game. Okay, now with the Yankees trailing 4-2 here on the top of the ninth, Pepitone is first. Wyatt delivers to Boyer, who bunts one, and it's foul. He was going for a base hit. Johnny Blanchard in the on-deck circle for the Yankees. He'll be hitting for Hal Rennett. That's on his first. A one-strike count to Boyer. Blanchard in the on-deck circle. Top of the ninth. A's leading 4-2. Now Wyatt with the sign from Bill Bryan. Pep delivers to Boyer. A high curve way outside. 1-1 the count. Nicholson for the Yankees in the bullpen. Bosfield for the A's. Bosfield been out there almost half a ball game. All right, Wyatt's ready again. Pep, the pitch. Strike two. 1-2 to count. Good fastball and hits the outside corner on Boyer. Now Wyatt is ready again. He sets the pitch to Cleve. There's a curve that's outside. 2-2. Wyatt's curveball is sort of an underhanded curve that rises high as it approaches the plate. Now, of course, if you get this in the wrong spot, it can be an exceedingly dangerous pitch, so he's trying to edge it all the time away from the hitter. Now he's set, delivers to Boyer, and that ball hits Boyer's bat.
was on the inside, in fact, probably not a strike, as Boyer had that look of disgust as he pulled away from the plate. The other count holds at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pepitone with the lead at first. Doc Edwards playing behind Joe at first. Boyer at the plate. Wyatt sets the pitch. Curveball outside. A full count. Boyer working the count to 3-2. In the on-deck circle, Johnny Blanchard will be coming on for Al Renner. John Wyatt is set. The pitch is swung on. Pitch strike three. Joe Wyatt records his first strikeout since coming on in the eighth inning in relief of John O'Donohue. Now the batter is Johnny Blanchard. Blanchard batting at 226. Has 7 hits and 31 at-bats. 2 doubles, 1 home run, 4 RBIs. Blanchard has been used sparingly here in the first 6 weeks of the season. Blanchard, power hitting left hand hitter. Wyatt in relief. That the pitch is way high, ball one. Way up there. Joe Pepitone is down at first base. The Yankees with it back to the wall here in this third ball game at Kansas City. They trail 4-2. They're 2 down. Now Wyatt set. Delivers. Blanchard drills one into right field. Base hit. Pepitone this time does not attempt to go anyplace except to second base. It was the other night on a similar play that he got held up between second and third and was eventually tied out. This time he just walked to second base and stopped. Okay, the Yankees now with runners at first and second. Tony Kubek, the batter. Johnny Blanchard coming through with a pinch-hit single down the right field side. And Phil Lynch goes in as a base runner for Blanchard. So, Yogi wants some speed on the bases. Lynch representing a tying run on at first base. Pepitone at second. Kubek, the batter. Tony is 1-for-4 this afternoon. The pitch by Wyatt is a called strike one to Tony Kubek, right on the outside corner. The Yankees have 11 hits. The A's have 8. But one of those hits by the A's was a three-run shot, by Wayne Causey, the shortstop. Donahue and Hal Renner, the pitchers of record at this moment. Lynn's with a big lead at first. Pepitone off the second. The pitch to Kubek is high. Ball one. 1-1 account. Bobby Richardson in the on-deck circle. Boy, we're going right down to the wire today. And Kubek says, let's take a look at the ball. Al Sueno, the plate umpire, does, and then flips it back to John Wyatt. 3-0 on each ball club. There are a few pitchers that are accused of doing things they shouldn't do. And the players at the plate always trying to protect themselves in such situations. Now Wyatt, the 1-1 pitch to Kubek, popped in the air and out of play. 1-2 to count. Two strikes on Kubek. There are 2 down. Lynn's at the first base. Pepitone at second. Kansas City leading the Yankees 4-2. And we're on the top of the ninth inning. Now John Wyatt, the right-hander, in relief of O'Donohue. Set. Delivers. Kubek hits this one high in the air. Coming back behind the plate. And that ball is coming up on the roof here and out of play. Ryan, who came back after the ball, got about 15 feet
behind the plate and then skidded and almost fell down on the soft turf. This ball game, for those of you who may have seen in late, was delayed twice at the opening for 46 minutes and then later for 57 minutes. Down is 1-2 to Kubek. Now wide, ready again. The pitch to Tony is a quick, big foul off to the left. And again, it's 1-2. Kubek batting at 223. Tony has only been up 67 times. Had a lot of trouble with that pulled ribcage muscle on his left side. He's been back in the lineup in this series and seems to be growing steadily stronger each day. Now Wyatt's ready. The 1-2 pitch again to Kubek. He hits the left field down the line. Side of all, digging, and he can't get it. It's a ghost foul. That ball was a 6-2 foul right down the line. And the chances are it would have been a home run. Although at this moment, we're not quite certain as the angle is not good enough for us to really tell. Lynn says the ball landed was almost at third base. Boy, he is getting a big jump. Now, here's the situation. It's tough because the left-hand batter at the plate forces Edwards back off at first. Lynn taking a huge lead and a long single that a man of Lynn's speed could score. So we're ready once again. As Wyatt set, the 1-2 pitch to Tony is outside. 2-2 to count. Two balls, two strikes, two down, two men on. A's leading, 4-2. Once more, the 2-2 pitch to Kubek. It's hit high and low, short left field. Side of bullets trying to get under this one, and fair territory right at the line. The 2-2 pitch, that ball moves over. Ray's running.